In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment, contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes.
With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring easy home-baked apple crumble.
Okay, we're going to make some apple crumble, which is the easiest form of pie. Or you can have any other fruit. Today I make apple crumble, so you just shell the apple. It's about 350 grams of cooking apple. Yeah? Cooking apple is different from other apple. Because cooking apple, it will be a little bit mushy, and it still retains a little bit of the lumpy taste when you cook it. Or the apple may be too hard or too dry, it will not look the same, it will not taste the same. So if you want to make apple pie, you have to buy cooking apple, which is very green, very crunchy, and a little sour. And for that, when you cook, you have to put a little sugar in it. Just as much as you like it. Not too sweet and not too sour. And you don't cook too much. This apple, you're going to chop it, and then you put it in a pan with a very little water, only very little water. And then you cook it until it's tender, but it still have some lump in it. Yeah? Not completely mushy like apple sauce. Okay, we will need like 350 grams of cooking apples. After shell, yeah? So maybe allow a little bit more, like 370 grams, and then 50 grams of margarine or vegetarian butter, and you need 50 grams of sugar, and you need 100 grams of self-raising flour. That's it. And you're going to bake in the oven 190 degrees Celsius or 375 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you use gas oven, it will be number 5. Okay, then you chop the apple into small pieces. Okay, and then you put the apple into the pan and cook for about 2-3 minutes, yeah? Until it's a little bit soft. Not completely mushy, not completely like apple sauce, just soften a little bit. And you put like half of a teacup of water only, okay, yeah?
Okay,
in the pan, and cover it and cook it.
Yes,
until it boils. After the apple saucepan water boil up, you decrease the heater to medium or low, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And you put a little sugar in it. Like 1 tablespoon of sugar. Or 2, it depends on how sweet you like. I put 3 tablespoons in there of brown sugar. But if you want it sweeter, you have to put 50 grams of sugar, like the recipe, okay?
Okay, Master.
You have to check your apple if it's cooking well. Don't let it burn, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Remember, not a lot of water, just half a cup. And if it's not enough, you can put more later, otherwise it's weak. Too liquid and it won't be good for a pie. I turn the heat lower, okay? Let it cook. Meanwhile, I'll tell you a secret.
Yes, Master.
You can put cinnamon powder in it, yeah?
Okay.
Just when the apple is boiled, yeah?
Yes, Master.
It becomes mushy right away, almost. So you just take it out.
Okay, Master.
After it boils for like 2 minutes, that's enough. 2 minutes is already good. Don't let it all broken up. I check it out, it's sweet enough. It's okay. Remember, it should not be too sweet.
Okay, Master.
Otherwise, you don't taste the apple, the taste of the apple. And you can put a little bit of salt in the apple. Apple filling, yeah, just a little bit, a pinch like this, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Sprinkle on it together with the sugar. Before we put the sugar already. And I will put a little salt like that. Together with the sugar, or if you forget to put it after, just like me. Put a little bit after sugar. Like this, the taste will be more deepened, and you don't have to put a lot of sugar, you understand?
Okay, Master.
So, the texture look like this. See that? It still have some lump, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And some already mushy. So you don't stir it too much. You let it be lumpy like that. So that when you cut the apple pie, you still can see the apple pieces, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And meanwhile, it still tastes very tender. So that's good enough. We put it aside. Apple, you cook 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's enough already. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
It boils and you let it 2 or 3 minutes. 2 minutes, actually, is good enough. Okay, now we do something else. Remember, I tell you, put some cinnamon powder, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, it will taste very fragrant. Yeah. You can put it while you're cooking or afterward. Or you don't have to put cinnamon. It's just not a requirement, okay?
Okay, Master.
Yes, it's a different. Put it over there. Everybody can do it. Now, this is a flour, 1 refrigerator, flour, several raisin flour, a pinch of salt, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Right. I don't like the flour in my nose, so I cover it, yeah?
Yes,
but you don't have to. Okay, like this. And then you mix the salt and the flour, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And you put about 50 grams of margarine, yeah?
Yes, Master.
It's not vegan, but this is vegan. Absolute. They have invented the word vegan, so we have to use it. Otherwise, I just say vegetarian. So, you mix the flour with the margarine or the vegan butter and mix it thoroughly, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Okay. The flour and the fat, you have to rub it together, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yes, and make it like a bread crumb. Very simple. The milk we already used later on to sprinkle on top so that it look golden, that's all. We don't mix milk in here, yeah?
Yes,
no need. Like breadcrumb like this. See that?
Yes, yes. Huh? You see? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's done. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you put the fruit in the dish. Baking dish, no?
Yes, Master.
Put the fruit in there. You see, it's no water at all. You see what I mean? Yeah. It should not be any water in the apple, no? Okay, and you flatten the apple, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And the apple that's cooking there. And then now you just throw the flour on top of it. How much easier can it be? Just like that. You cover all the fruit with the flour that you just made. And then. And flatten it a little, huh?
Yes, Master.
Just like this, you see? Nicely, yeah? Nice and flat and even. Okay, it's all covered. Yeah. Now, we're going to sprinkle a little bit of milk into it. You can use a brush. See the soy milk? You sprinkle the milk on top of it. On top of the pie. You can use your finger, it's quicker. Easy. Just sprinkle it on. All over the pie, over the top of it, so that it will be golden, yeah?
Okay.
It looks better, that's all. It's not really a necessity. And if you like it sweeter, you can also put the sugar inside the flour, no?
Okay, Master.
But I think it was sweet enough. No need any more sugar than that. Because I already put sugar in the apple, no?
Yes. Okay.
It's too much sugar, no good for us, no?
Yes, no. Okay.
Sugar is not a very good thing, but we eat now and again, it's okay, no?
Yes, Master.
And make up with vitamin, yeah?
Okay, Master.
And normally we give the horse the whole apple, but he would also appreciate the skin, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Yeah. Better than the dry hay that he eats on days. And don't forget to give him carrots, cucumber, all the fresh vegetables changing every day, okay?
Okay, Master.
He is a neighborhood, but we love him, and we give him things. Yeah. Apart from the leftover vegetable, you have to give him real one, eh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Okay. You already heat the oven, eh? Make it heat before you put the pie in, eh? Heat it up maybe a few minutes until it's already hot. 190 degrees, remember?
Okay,
Celsius.
Master.
Yeah. And you put it, your apple pie in there and bake for 30 minutes, more or less. Huh? Depends on the oven. You have to check it. If it's golden and brown, you have to take it out.
Okay, Master. Yeah.
And you bring the apple with a little water in the pan, like half a teacup of water. Never too much of water. And you bring it to boil and you leave it simmer for 2-3 minutes. That's enough. Otherwise it will be overcooked. Yeah? We're checking if the pie is cooking all right. Already 30 minutes. You always stop by itself. Okay, this should be fine. Be careful, it's very hot, no? This
yes,
should look like this, golden. See?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. That should be enough. You see the golden color?
Well, yes, Master.
And that's how it should be. Yeah, put it on some surface to cool down. Is it easy? Yeah?
Very easy, Master.
Okay, I'll repeat. 250 gram apple, yeah?
Yes.
50 gram sugar and a pinch of salt. Cook the apple 2-3 minutes. With salt and sugar, yeah?
Yes.
And make the flour. 150 gram of flour with 50 gram of margarine or vegan butter. Rub them together. And when the apple is cooked, you put it in a dish. You put the flour on top and bake for 30 minutes. 200 degrees Celsius. 190 actually, but if you make 200, it's okay too. Just watch it so that it doesn't burn, yeah?
Yes, the Master.
That's it? After 30 minutes, it's done. So easy, no?
Yes, very easy.
Mm-hmm. And you know what this is?
No.
Apple crumble.
Oh.
It's like apple pie, just a simplified version. Simple. Maybe the other day we can make apple pie also, so people know that I also can bake an apple pie. Otherwise, I just give a simple version like this. They think she doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to cook apple pie. That's why she make an excuse. Say apple crumble. Yeah, you know why? It's like a crumpling cake. You know?
Yes.
It's like a bread crumb on top of it.
Yeah.
So they call it apple crumble.
Yeah.
But it tastes nothing but crumble. It tastes beautiful. Because I put some milk, it's a little bit hard on the top. You see? It's golden, eh? Ah, look at that. Yeah. You can eat this with cream, eh? Mm-hmm. Whipped cream?
Yes.
If you don't worry about getting fat. Or you just eat like this. Coffee or tea or water, eh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. You're lucky guy, I don't bake this for a long time because I'm alone, I don't do this. I don't need to bake anything. I don't really need to eat those things. But your brother and sister, association member, they love to eat cake, you know? And outside they cannot buy, yeah? Mostly cannot buy, yeah?
Yes.
It's difficult to find a vegan cake shop, huh?
Yes.
So I have to show them some of this in case they cannot bear it.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't care much, but to some people they cannot bear without cake, you know? Overnight, don't eat meat, don't eat fish, don't eat egg, don't eat anything, anymore, and then no milk, no dairy, nothing. I can't even eat cake, my God. So I have to, you know, show them some simple thing and just to satisfy them a little while, no? Otherwise, they're dying and then heaven will be too quickly filled, no? That's why it's called apple crumble, yeah? Because it crumbles, yeah? You know, no? More? That's all you want?
No, a little bit more. Thank you very much.
Ooh, come crumble because of that, no? And the big guy there? A little more? Because you only put like bread crumb. crumb flour kind of on top.
Thank you, Master.
Very simple. You see that?
It's really good.
Yum yum. Mm.
Very nice, yes. Delicious, Master.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself. But I haven't baked for a long time, you know? But mostly, everybody just eat anything. We don't have time. But it tastes good, huh?
Yes, Master, it's very good.
Yeah. Delicious, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky, guys. My God, nobody ever baked such a good apple pie for me, truly. Really, I can eat such a good apple pie or any cookies that is really just right. Yeah, mostly too sweet or too plain or, you know, too sour. Yeah, it's not the same. It's not so right like that, huh? Not because I baked it that I tell you, but, you know, some people just have some touch, you know, for baking or cooking. Some people just don't, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Thank you,
Mom.
Oh, well, this guy, they eat too much already. Oh, God. Sleepy or what? Now he likes to eat alone, actually.
Thank you for your noble company today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for Heaven is Inside the Saints on Between Master and Disciples right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, 10,000 Villages, Fair Trade and Handicrafts on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be joyous and bright and in tune with the wisdom and love from heaven.